Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Iran's new campaign targets what it considers a great internal threat. Then, stay tuned for an exciting update on the Jesus film. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. And we'll begin today in Iran, which is intensifying crackdowns on anything perceived as Western. On April 13th, the regime announced a new campaign called Noor, or Light in Persian. The campaign increases morality police efforts to punish women for not wearing hijab in public. Iranian women who've been arrested say they are physically and verbally assaulted, accused of loving the West and loving America. Iranian Christians are also targeted and treated with suspicion for ties to the West. Joe Willie with Sat7 says they recently heard from one Iranian Christian who was denied employment.
He had applied for a job with an excellent salary, but he also had to write his religion, and he wrote Christian/Protestant. Now, this is interesting because he met the owner, but the owner sadly just said, if you were not a Christian, then with your experience, your capabilities, you would go into management in the IT department and you'd get an excellent salary, but we do not employ Christians.
Sat7 satellite television programs are changing the narrative in Iran.
So it is a tool to make the gospel available, to make God's love visible to people who may have preconceived notions about Christians.
Next, you may be familiar with local church and parachurch concepts, or maybe your denomination is divided into local, regional, and national divisions. Either way, George Hosni of Horizons International says it's every Christian's mandate to fulfill the Great Commission.
Every church is global and local at the same time. Every church has to have the Great Commission on their shoulders and not only send some money to missions, but be involved.
Christ's final instructions, as recorded in Matthew 28, aren't optional. The call isn't limited to a people group or location God's placed on your heart.
Great Commission is about calling the world into the sheep pen. It used to be just Jews, then it spread over to the Greeks and then all over the world. He said, I have other sheep. You go and get them because they must come and join that church.
So what can you do today?
In one city in the U.S., you'll find people from every nation and tribe and language. We should not just pray for them. We should reach out to them.
Look for ideas and suggestions in the full story at our website and ask God to help you move outside your comfort zone and to view people around you with eternity in mind.
Why don't we look across the street and see the Asians, the Africans, and the Arabs and the Middle Easterners, not as an invasion on our country, but as God's strategy to bring the gospel to those people.
And the iconic and record-breaking Jesus film is set to hit theaters worldwide in a new animated format in December of 2025. Chris Deckert with the Jesus Film Project explains the shift in format.
There's quite a few reasons to go animated with the Jesus film, but one of them is just with the way that the world is today and the age of the world, we want to have a way that we can have an impact with those who are engaging media in new ways.
With the average global age being just 30 years old, Jesus 2025 will engage with the next generation about who Jesus is. The original format of the film was translated into over 2,100 languages, breaking records as the most translated film.
And so for every new language that we work on, we're going to be doing the traditional Jesus film in the classic way, and all the translation will be the same. We work with our Bible translators and get from straight from the Gospel of Luke most of what we have in the film.
The film will first be released in English in December of 2025. From there, it'll be dubbed into the top 100 world languages.
We want to ensure that this is really high quality and that it'll be an engaging story that people connect with, not only in the U.S., but in the couple thousand other languages around the world.
Those interested in learning more about the development can visit Jesus.film or download the Jesus Film Insider app. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.